the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Auto Works East Porsche, BMW, Audi, and Lafayette reminds listeners that many accidents are the result of drivers on their cell phones. Cell phone usage while driving is quickly becoming a serious problem on our roadways. Whether you're talking or texting, cell phone use is a major distraction. Do your part. Keep our streets safe. This community awareness message is brought to you by our friends at Auto Works East Porsche, BMW, Audi. Proud to be serving our community. That's Auto Works East Porsche, BMW, Audi at 1751 Panorama Point in Lafayette. Call 303-444-0488.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we have a special guest with us this morning. But before we get to him, I just wanted to comment that yesterday evening, watching television, I saw Nancy Pelosi being interviewed in Washington, D.C. For those of you who don't know, Nancy Pelosi was formerly Speaker of the House when the Democrats held them majority in the House of Representatives, and Nancy Pelosi was talking about our democracy and if we wanted to make our democracy work. And why would she be bringing that up in a short little interview? Well, very simply, because everything is done possibly to convince the American people we're a democracy, and we're not. If we were a democracy, we'd go the same way that all democracies have gone. After all, if you read the 10th of the Federalist Papers, and this was written by James Madison. James Madison said this: democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention, are air incompatible with personal liberty and private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their death. If you read the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the constitutions of all 50 states, and the Federalist Papers, you will never see the use of the word democracy other than to decry it and to say we're not a democracy. We are a republic. So why would they put Nancy Pelosi on national television telling us we're a democracy? Very simply because your mind is controlled, and democracies always end up in dictatorship. That's why they gave us, our founding fathers gave us a republic. Too bad we lost it. Well, with that as a background, let's get to our guest this morning. On an entirely different subject, our guest is Barry Shamish, who is an investigative reporter who worked for 30 years in Israel, uncovering the corruption there. Then, because of threats on his life, he was forced to come to the United States, but he still writes and certainly tries to bring out the truth about what's happening in the Holy Land. Without further ado, Barry, you pick up the story. And I think
I'll be glad to.
What's going on in America? But go ahead.
Oh, it's connected. And by the way, your show allows me to sift. When I read an article, it's just not out of my head. It takes planning. And for 3 weeks on your show, I've been planning this article. Let's just go into the background, then we'll get to the foreground. Now, the background was, Yigal Amir was the patsy for the Rabin assassination. Chagai Amir was his brother. He spent 16 years as a co-conspirator in prison. Geula Amir is the mother of Chagai and Yigal. There, I hope that helped. All right, here's the this from Israel National News. Quote, Chagai Amir, brother of the notorious Yigal Amir, was freed from jail last year after serving a 16-year sentence for his involvement in the assassination of then Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. Now he has begun sharing his story with the media and has openly declared that he is guilty and has no regrets. Quote, I don't regret what we did, he told journalist Ori Golan of the Sydney Morning Herald. I have not changed my mind. He told Golan that he was surprised at how easy the assassination was. Quote, I mean, the Sheen Bet, that's internal security, works and trains for exactly this sort of scenario, he said. The ease with which Yigal Amir killed Rabin at close range is, quote, the reason for all the conspiracy theories. You know what? That's probably true. But let's get into what isn't true. Geula Meir Yigalim Haggai's mother has said that she believes Yigalim Meir was set up to take the blame for Rabin's death, but did not actually kill him. Haggai rejected his mother. He shot him, he stated. There, that got me. Well, you know, November is the month that Yitzhak Rabin was murdered. And, well, this is the latest tricky public scam that Haggai Amir disputed his mother's argument and suddenly, and I do mean suddenly, decided his brother was totally guilty and he spent 16 years in prison with no regrets. Look, someone... There were pressures to get that out, okay? But now this led to, I think, a very important article that I wrote. Look, his mother was the primary snitch to JFK Jr., John Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr., and he paid for taking her seriously with his life.
All right, and now, for our listeners, of course, Rabin was the... was the Prime Minister of Israel, who was assassinated many years ago by a fellow named Amir. And Amir certainly was supposedly shot him from behind. The only trouble was that Amir was, after being shot, was able to walk and climb in the car. And then, of course, when they looked at the body, why the bullet that killed him came from the front. So, I mean,
the bullet that killed him was done at the hospital.
Right.
He arrived, they revived him, there was panic, and then they shot from the front.
All right, fine. So under any circumstances, why Amir was not the man who killed him. If it's his mother, however, who wrote an article about the assassination of John Fitzgerald Jr., JFK's son, John Fitzgerald Jr., Kennedy's son, so JFK Jr. Was of course died, and his mother wrote a story about that. But you pick up.
Well, no, she was the primary source of the story.
You go ahead with the story.
All right, let me quote this article. There are subtleties that are pretty easy to understand. Quote: this is what I wrote in 1999. I was the first to break what I think is just such an obvious murder. But here's my quote. At 9:20 p.m., July 16th, 1999, John Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. radioed the tower at an airport near Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, announcing that he was preparing to land. Seconds after, his plane exploded in midair, and this was witnessed by several witnesses, including a local newspaper reporter and an attorney. Oh, I hear the music.
We'll be back in just a moment with Terry Sherman.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and the question comes up, do they really assassinate and kill people in America? Was John Fitzgerald Kennedy, President Kennedy, really murdered by Lee Harvey Oswald, who then immediately was shot by Jack Ruby, who then immediately died of cancer after he said he'd tell the Warren Commission exactly what happened? And I mean, are there really professional assassins who kill people like Martin Luther King and John and Bobby Kennedy? Yes, I've interviewed these assassins. I've interviewed assassins trained by the CIA. We have a 4-tape set on deadly assassins, where I actually interview the deadly assassins, who incidentally are all dead now. But you go right ahead with the story.
Yeah, this is one assassination that it really is very clear cut. All right. Now, just follow me. JFK Jr.'s plane exploded. There were four witnesses, one a reporter, one an attorney. We'll get to that. Let's talk about his wife, Carolyn Bessette, and her sister, Lauren, were on the doomed plane. Back to my article. Lauren's luggage was...
This is John Fitzgerald Jr., John Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr., whose plane explodes. Go ahead.
Right, with two passengers. Quote from my article, Lauren's luggage was recovered miles from the crash site, an event that can only be caused by a mid-air explosion. For reasons that would become clear, search for the missing plane was delayed for 15 hours when President William Bill Clinton sent out the equivalent of the Sixth Fleet to find the wreckage, hide it, and the bodies from the Snoopy media. And though JFK Jr. was never in the Navy, and though the families did not consent, they cremated the corpses or the evidence and threw the ashes into the water in a quickly planned, elaborate Navy funeral at sea. Behind the scenes, a hokey cover story was concocted. The weather, which was perfect, became stormy. JFK Jr. had a gimpy leg. Reports by the FAA and the FBI both concluded that foul play was involved. Then, the arrival of Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak to Clinton's court the day before was given an alternative explanation. In fact, JFK Jr.'s profound effect on Israel was never mentioned, but it was huge. In the March 1997 issue of his magazine, George, JFK Jr. became the only publisher of a major American publication to expose the conspiracy to murder Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. His 13-page expose shook the Israeli establishment to its foundations. Shall I continue the quote?
Go ahead.
Jewish Web Network News, April 2nd, 1997, quote, Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin's widow charged Tuesday that John Kennedy Jr.'s magazine crossed, quote, the red line by publishing an article by the mother of her husband's assassin. Well, she gives Geula Amir credit for writing, not just for snitching, but what the heck. how of all people could he do such a thing? By the way, I can answer her, because his father was murdered in a similar fashion. There, I answered her. Back to the quote. Mrs. Kennedy asked of the son of President Kennedy, who was assassinated. Oh, my goodness, this quote is wrong. It's Mrs. Amir. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm right. That's Rabin's wife. All right, asked how the son of President Kennedy, who was assassinated in 1963, how could he do such a thing? Quote, perhaps he needed a sensational story to sell his paper. I would expect that he would take a higher moral stand in his paper. The article claimed that Amir was goaded to shoot Rabin by an undercover agent for the Shin Bet Internal Security, Israel Security Agency. Now, it thought it would be done with a doctored gun. The security force let the attack happen so they could take credit for saving the prime minister. I give that 50% right. There are a lot of details beyond this, but half of it is absolutely right. Back to my article. And JFK Jr. was about to publish the final truth of Rabin's murder. This Israel could not allow. Its operatives were called into action. This interview with JFK Jr.'s driver appeared in Ma'ariv newspaper shortly after the Piper crash. Headline, he could barely walk. How did he fly? Yoel Katsavman drove John Jr. 48 hours before the plane broke up. Quote, he was a quiet and humble client. Cover up. Back to the quote. How could he have flown that plane with a broken leg? It was really suicidal, said Katsavman, a limousine driver born in Hakiriot, who drove the Kennedy couple. Katsavman arrived in the U.S. 3 years before and was employed by the Empire Limousine Service. He was often called to drive John Jr. and Carolyn Kennedy from their New York apartment. He recalls his last drive with JFK Jr. before the final takeoff. What do you know? I got a quote from the limousine driver who just happened to be Israeli. And let's go on with my article. By the way, am I being clear?
Yeah, you're doing fine. Go ahead.
On with the article I wrote. And I was the first to write it, by the way. Quote, so now what do we do about the information coming out on the explosion of JFK Jr.'s plane? The day it happened, I wrote that JFK Jr. was doing more than any other American media figure to get to the bottom of the Rabin assassination truth. I reminded readers that his magazine, George, ran a 13-page expose of the Shabak's involvement in the assassination. I suggested that this was a brave but risky stand. Then the tidal wave of data. One, the FBI preliminary report confirmed a bomb was on the plane, and noted the type of explosive was used by certain foreign intelligence services. This was followed by Catherine Cryer of Fox TV's The Cryer Report announcing that JFK Jr. was about to meet high-ranking Mossad officers to get the full story on the Rabin assassination. Then the German newspaper Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung reported that Kennedy had met with Deputy Chief of the Mossad, Amiram Levine, to get the full story on the Rabin assassination 2 days before his plane went down. Then Ma'ariv ran an interview with JFK's chauffeur, who happens to be Israeli. Then people started noting that Ehud Barak was in Washington the day of Kennedy's last, a finale in life. Now, I was not alone in these observations. How they covered this up, my goodness. But they did. Now, I'm going to quote a friend of mine, Joel Skousen. He was my host in Salt Lake City. We've remained friends all these many years. Here is from the World Affairs Brief, August 27, 1999. JFK Jr. assassination. Evidence continues to mount that JFK Jr. and passengers were killed by an altitude-triggered bomb planted in the tail section of the plane. Here is the evidence. Kennedy's sister-in-law, Lauren Bassett, her suitcase was found miles out in the ocean away from the crash site. Lawyer Victor Probanek was on shore fishing and heard the explosion from the same location at the same time frame where the plane went down. The wreckage of the plane was recovered under, quote, national security, end quote, conditions, and no reporters were allowed to see or photograph it. The wreckage was loaded onto sealed containers and taken away. The FAA report indicated the recovered engine was fully functional. The presumed bad weather that caused Kennedy to spiral into the water was some 8 miles away from the crash site at the time, so the report of bad weather was part of the cover-up. That wasn't me. That was Joel Skousen. Now, how much time do we have?
I really can't tell you. Go right ahead. We got about 3 minutes.
All right, then I'm going to continue. Last night, I got an email from this correspondent. Hadn't heard from her in a while, but she did some serious work. And with a little luck, I'll have her on my radio show tomorrow. Although she wrote me and said, I want to disguise my voice. And frankly, I don't know how that's done, but she's a little frightened of what she reported to me. Quote, at the time his plane went down, I was living in Caryville, Massachusetts. On the particular day that I heard the news, a reporter for the Vineyard Gazette, who was on the island, was quoted as having seen the plane come down to land and then to have seen a flash on the plane. Next thing, the plane went out of control and crashed into the sea below. He was quoted widely on the internet stating this. Having been a reporter and having seen many other events go down, I decided to call the reporter in question. I reached him. He repeated the story. Next, the article disappeared from the internet, and no more report was made on the news which included any of the information from this eyewitness reporter. Next, I noticed this disappearance of the article and called the reporter back. All of a sudden, he no longer existed. I couldn't find him no matter what I did, despite having spoken to him hours before. He suddenly was gone. And by the way, last night, the reporter contacted me, and she was far from denying it. She was willing to say so on my radio show, but her voice had to be changed, and that I don't know how to do. Now, we shall continue with this article. And by the way, listeners, please don't discount this. You have a Kennedy assassination that wasn't impossible to prove. It was very straightforward. There were witnesses. Oh, back to my report. There were reports that JFK Jr. was planning to run for the New York Senate seat that Hillary Clinton coveted, hence the motive. Indeed, that may have been a factor. President Clinton called in the Navy to hide the crime. His so-called Shalom Chaver friendship, that's goodbye friend, it, after Rabin was murdered, Clinton suddenly found that he was his friend and had a campaign called Shalom Chaver. All right, that friendship with Rabin was clearly a sham, and his wife's political ambitions could have been promoted by murdering JFK Jr.
But, Barry, the government story was that the plane went out of control because Kennedy was incapable of flying. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. We'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan, and of course, our guest this morning, Barry Shamus, and we're talking about the assassination, certainly, of John Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. And, of course, when his plane went down, why, of course, the government story was, well, he had a broken leg and he was flying the plane. He lost control, and that's why the plane went down. And everything was done to discount the idea that there was an explosion on board the plane, despite the fact that a number of people on Martha's Vineyard actually saw the plane go down. Is that correct, Barry?
Yeah, that's sadly correct, all right.
All right, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get and hear your radio program, and then, of course, how they can get to your PayPal button.
Oh, my pleasure, and thank you for giving me this opportunity. My books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You might want to look at Who Murdered These Cocker Bean. That's how to investigate an assassination. All I can say is read it and you decide for yourself. That's lulu.com. There's a search box. Write in my name, Chamish. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. You'll get to all my books but one. The latest one, The Stinger Not the Stung, is not in that list. Don't ask me why. I'm not technical enough to do anything about it, but here you write in Chamish, The Stinger Not the Stung. My website is barrychamish.com. Yes, there's a PayPal button on it. And yes, I'm real, real grateful to anyone who supports this research. And I'll show you how grateful I am. And that's it. Barrychamish.com. Let's conclude this. And yes, let's conclude my article from way back when, in 1999, when it was clear as day to me that there was no broken leg and no storm, and what the heck is the U.S. Navy being called out to find the bodies and then cremate them? JFK Jr. was Catholic. He would not have liked that. And Carolyn and Lauren Bessette were Jewish. They would not have liked that. But, well, they did it. And that's called destroying evidence. But looking at, back to my article, here's my conclusions. Looking at the priorities, Shimon Peres and the, quote, peace process had to be protected first. The brave and wonderful publisher, JFK Jr., was set to explode all the myths surrounding the murder of Rabin unless he exploded first. And I'm going to report that he had already met with Amiram Levine, deputy head of the Mossad, 2 days before, and he was going to do basically my work. He was going to expose that this Rabin murder was an assassination. And all I can say to you is read my book, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin? Yeah, it sure was an assassination. I just want to add one thing. You're doing a major public service. Nobody is reporting JFK Jr.'s very suspicious demise, and they should be. Now, the reason is the people behind the demise, well, their president, Bill Clinton, you know, he was obviously an icon of morality. His behavior just tells us he was thoroughly capable of murdering JFK Jr. For his wife or for Israel, he was very capable of it. And Ehud Barak, Prime Minister of Israel, met with Clinton the day before Kennedy exploded. They found some sort of excuse for that. And finally, Shimon Peres and his peace process was about to go up with Kennedy, and that had to be protected at all costs. These guys are rich. All right? Clinton, Peres, Barack, they're rich. I'm not. I'm fighting from the margins, even of journalism. I'm fighting from the margins. What you just heard from me, I will stand by. After 13, 14 years, every word was true.
Okay.
That's it. That's my conclusion.
All right, fine. In other words, basically, they had to kill Kennedy because he was going to print the truth about the assassination of Rabin, and they could not let the Jewish people, the people of Israel, realize that, of course, it was their own security services that had killed the prime minister. Go ahead.
Well, let us not forget, in March of 97, JFK Jr.'s magazine, George, which was very popular, said just that. And they named the Sheen Bet, and they got half of it right. They missed a few details. I'll bet he got them, too. The fact is, the immediate motive was his planned expose of the truth behind the Rabin murder. And I got to tell you, I'm the only one left with that truth. And it's at lulu.com. And the book is Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin? And Why Am I So Alone? At least back then, I had a JFK Jr. working with me. Not personally, but the end was the same. But he had to be destroyed. And by the way, my last days in Israel, I may not have been in a plane and I may not have crashed into the ocean, but they weren't so hot either.
In other words, there were numerous attempts on your life.
It was a bad, yeah. Without diving into detail, I spent time in a hospital after a very contrived accident, and it was spooky. I mean, I was drugged beyond belief. I didn't know where I was, and they did. Yes, I'm going to just say yes. It's not the time to go through that. I was going to be the next JFK Jr.
Okay, fine. Well, I think it's a fascinating story, and certainly it's important people understand that there really are assassinations. As I say, I've interviewed CIA-trained assassins who were assigned to kill people. They did not kill the people they were assigned to kill. I suspect they killed other people, but at least in these instances, they turned down their assignments from the CIA and were willing to talk about it on my program before they died. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, one of these days I must talk to you about the reason I just left Israel. It's a really spooky story. Where, in short, everyone at the hospital knew who I was. I was granted a great deal of god-awful treatment. One of these days, I'll go over that with you. I didn't just leave Israel. I smelt the end coming. But I think we can now go to another topic.
All right, Will, as soon as we get back from this break, our guest, Barry Shamus. Incredible story, ladies and gentlemen, but unfortunately, I believe it's true. We'll be back in a moment with Barry Shamus.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from Kathy Van Soest and the staff at Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley, welcoming home our American heroes. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. And Barry is going to go on to another story. Go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, well, you know, your president signed a deal with Iran, and I've been getting articles from Israel and its Israelis. In a way, look, I'm going to quote the first article. In a way, there's kind of progress going on in understanding. I doubt it's in time. But here's the first article sent to me from Israel. Quote, there is no logical reason why the U.S. and Europe did this deal with Iran. None. This isn't going to stop the Iranian nuclear weapons program. It's not even going to slow it down. No, in fact, it's going to provide the Iranian mullahs with more money to speed up their program. In doing so, they will engulf the Middle East in an apocalyptic war. That is the setup. Whoever is pulling the strings wants a war that will destroy Israel, destroy the Middle East, and bring down the world financial system, all of which will cause a realignment of the power structure of the world. How do I know this? Because I can do math. The great thing about math is that 2 and 2 always equals 4. You could be on the other side of the galaxy and 2 and 2 would still equal 4. That is why I know there is a grand design at play here. The U.S. State Department knows exactly what will happen as a result of the deal signed with the Iranians. They know that Iran will close the Straits of Hormuz. They know this will cause a catastrophic increase in the price of oil. They know this, that this will cause the economies of the world to crash. They know this, and they did it anyways. This means that it's what they want. So either they are insane or have a plan. Would you believe they are not insane? No, these are the most dead-eyed, rational people on the planet. The problem is that there are wheels within wheels at work here, and even the soullessness psychopaths who have offered up Israel to the Iranians don't even know they are bit players in the biggest game of all. The final plan of the global elite has been put in play. And this, well, you didn't get people writing this until now, and they are. Some people are waking up because of this god-awful agreement with Iran. They know war is coming, and it's going to be a real, real hard one. Israel will be destroyed, but they won't go down without taking somebody else with them. Next, from Israel. Now, you didn't know this the last time we spoke, but I'm going to inform you that Valerie Jarrett, she negotiated the deal with Iran. All right, here is this quote. De facto President Valerie Jarrett, the one who tells Barack Obama to jump, and Barack Obama in turn asks, how high? In recent weeks, there were a myriad of reports suggesting that Valerie Jarrett, who has no foreign and or military policy experience, was conducting secret negotiations with the Iranians. While the White House initially ignored these reports, does it not seem a very big coincidence that these reports were quickly followed up by the current White House crowing over the deal they had struck with Iran? And for those few readers who do not already know, Valerie Jarrett is Iranian. She is the major, by the way, policy. She, for some reason, is dictating policy in the White House. Don't forget that name, Valerie Jarrett.
What is her official appointment there? What is her official position?
Nothing. Nothing. She is on the sidelines, but she's in the center. You go looking for Jarrett, J-A-R-R-E-T-T, after the show, and you find out what she, officially her function is. But this six-month agreement, back to the quote, will allow Iranians to continue developing its nuclear program and receive billions in financial support from reduced economic sanctions. It is, in essence, a deal for America to give up everything and the Iranians to take, and the Iranians giving up nothing. That's the quote. It's really a promise not to make nuclear weapons. At the same time, well, what do you know? Iran can continue developing its nuclear program. This, by the way, the quote from Israel, this is the diplomacy the Obama White House is attempting to pat itself on the back for. Now, what about the Iranians who are telling the world that their deal with the United States has, quote, formally recognized its right to continue its nuclear program? Now, here is a quote from Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. Let anyone make his own reading, but this right is clearly stated in the text of the agreement that Iran can continue its enrichment. And I announce to our people that our enrichment activities will continue as before. I take it you were aware of this quote.
Yes, I was. And basically, what we're doing is we're setting up that area for a nuclear arms race. Iran's going to get nuclear weapons. Saudi Arabia is going to get nuclear weapons. Israel already has nuclear weapons. And I think you're absolutely right. There's going to be a terrible war over there. And we're doing everything we can to facilitate it. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm not going to take credit. This was sent to me. Well, by an Israeli, leave it at that. But there is some clear thinking for a change. Look, this article then quotes, after Rouhani tells his people that his enrichment activities will continue as before, well, he has a few things to say about Israel. Quote, we ran out of time.
We'll talk to you later, Barry. God bless. Thanks so much. Over.
Thank you again, Dr. Stan. Bye.
Did you call an 800 or an 888 number for a free report on gold and silver from people who claim they make no money? Did you get stuck with a bunch of foreign coins that you can't pronounce? Do you have rare coins that nobody can possibly value, or worse yet, rare coins from a sunken ship? Do you find out they really did make money on you? Are you getting called constantly by telemarketers to buy more or trade every day? Then most likely, you've already lost a lot of money. Even if gold doubles or triples from here, you will still lose money. We can help. It's not too late to get your holdings into American products and still take advantage of major market moves. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592. No hassle, no hype, no bait and switch, and no complaints. After two decades of service, we're still here for you. Call 1-800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and if you look at this agreement between the United States and Iran, it doesn't make sense. We're going to let them continue enriching uranium, but only up to 5%. Supposedly anything over 5%, up to 20%, they're supposed to change into uranium oxide, but when are they going to do that? There is no question that Iran is working to build nuclear weapons. They may deny it, but then after all, we were able to hide our initial effort to build nuclear weapons for 3 years, totally here in the United States, as we built our first nuclear weapons that were initially dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and hardly anyone in our society knew what was going on. But they know that Iran intends to build nuclear weapons and intends to use those nuclear weapons. But, of course, we have agreed, supposedly, that we can send our inspectors in to look at certain plants. We can't look at everything over in Iran, just at certain areas. But they tell us we can look. Why would we sign an agreement like that? Well, basically, as I said earlier, why we're looking at Iran getting nuclear weapons, Saudi Arabia getting nuclear weapons, Israel has nuclear weapons, and it's only a matter of time before we certainly have a nuclear arms race over there. Why are we doing this? Well, I think we're going to be a terrible, terrible war in the Middle East. And if you think that it's going to be a war there, it's not going to affect us. I think you're sadly mistaken. This is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. As you know, we do 5 hours a day. You can hear our programs on the Internet at radioliberty.com. We are on other stations. You can get us on shortwave. You can get us on the satellite if you have satellite receiver. You can even hear our afternoon programs on the telephone. We want you to get informed. We want you to inform others. That's why I do what I do 5 hours a day, trying to get people to understand that we were involved in a terrible, terrible struggle that's going to result in the total destruction of society as we know it, and perhaps even the destruction of America as we know it. You can telephone numbers 1-8 if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. It is an expensive proposition being on radio stations across America, but it's important that people learn and we reach as many people as we can. So we hope that you'll certainly give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or perhaps to get our books and our tape set. We do have that 4-tape set we talked about, 4-CD set, Deadly Assassins. It's my interview with CIA assassins. And we interviewed two of them. They're both dead today, as far as I know. And then, of course, there's another interview with a gentleman who tracked down the man who was paid to kill General George Patton. Why? Because they couldn't let George Patton come home and tell the American people that he wasn't allowed to win the Second World War many months ahead of time. So you can get that 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins. If you want to know how we helped the Nazis after the war, why you need to get the 4-CD set on Operation Paperclip. If you want to know what happened to Adolf Hitler, you need to get the book, Grey Wolf. I interviewed the author who actually tracked down the people who knew and took care of Adolf Hitler after he escaped to South America following World War II. And you say, well, that couldn't be true. Everybody knows he died in a bunker. How do you know he died in a bunker? Why, that's what you've read in the controlled media. The book, Grey Wolf, the 4-CD set, Operation Keelhaul,